In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Joel Haggard, USMEF Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, provides his outlook for U.S. pork in key Asian markets.
We are just days from the end of the first quarter, and we're starting to see more clearly the opportunities and challenges for U.S. red meats moving forward this year. Let's talk about pork first. There are several key drivers at work in the Asian theater. First, as everyone is aware, the U.S. dollar is particularly strong. And a strong dollar means weak currencies for both the importing countries here in Asia, but also for our competitors, including Europe and Brazil. On top of this, we see weak European pork prices in euro terms, so the headwinds are formidable on the price side. If there is anything in our favor, it's the fact that domestic pork prices in Japan and Korea, two of our major importing destinations, are up 15 to 20%. We hope this will translate into overall increased imports, but we'll likely be fighting it out with the Europeans this year for some of the commodity frozen pork business that moves based on prices.
In China, suppliers face ample domestic pork supplies and somewhat sluggish demand.
We also continue to watch China closely. That country's imports are up 6% year-on-year despite soft domestic prices. Everyone that watches the China market was surprised by the lackluster demand of this year's Chinese New Year, which took place in mid-February. But everyone is hoping that things turn bullish in the second half. Official data released by Chinese authorities tend to show large reductions in total hog inventories and sows, but the market's just not yet showing signs that this will translate into tighter supplies. And layered over this is an economy that, though growing by 7.5%, that's definitely envious by any other country's standards. It's much weaker than in recent years.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.